Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God, our living God, He is alive. He's speaking to us in current time from the heart. And I love the Lord my God and King. He has so many wonderful things to say to His people who hear Him, who listen, who regard Him. Now I want to do everything that's in His heart, whatever He say, because it works. He has my best interest in heart. I ask the question sometimes, even yesterday in our Sunday school class, our Fresh Start Sunday school class. Can you imagine what would happen if we received every word spoken to us by the Lord our God and every word we've ever read, but we received it all 100%? If we received every word that God said and measured it greatly, measured it big, our lives will be totally changed. And the reason people don't is because we're surrounded by all forms of doubt and unbelief, persuasions. And these things have to be driven out of our lives. I used to wonder, why did they have to drive the Canaanites out? And it represents every person desiring to do God's will. People who really love God. You have to drive out the things that's not right. Jesus said, if you abide in me and my word abide in you, you shall ask whatever you will and it will be done. Because you're praying scripturally. You're in cooperation with God. You're in agreement with Him. And when that happens, great things happen. So when people, the sin and the ways of the world, the sluggish ways of the world slow you down. And people don't expect God to move in their lives. They're not used to it. Some people have never seen it. And then whatever people believe, they speak. Whether it's good or bad, they always speak. The abundance of the heart, the mouth speak. They catch serial killers because whatever's in their heart, eventually they speak it. And if they hear it, you're supposed to report if you hear somebody saying that they will do murder or do something drastic. You know, now they want you to report anything that you hear because the abundance of, they caught on to the fact that people who desire to do something, they always speak and they always do and they always have and they always will. So when you believe in God, people speak. They say, well, I wouldn't do that, or I don't know about that. That's fanatical. You hear all kind of things. That's why it's wise not to tell everybody what you're doing. If you ever get terminally ill or sick, cancer, anything that will kill you, you got to tell the right people. If you at least tell the right people, they'll pray for you. And you can get healed. And if you study the word, you can receive God's word on healing. And believe it and receive your healing. When we lay hands on people to pray for them, we're not healing them. We lay our hands because our hands is God's hands. And we speak God's word over their life. Jesus is the one who actually healed them. Jesus made their healing legal. We're helping them receive their healing. And when people can't respond for themselves, we receive their healing for them. You don't even have to be there. You can speak the word. If Jesus did it, you can do it. The man said, my daughter is sick. You don't have to go visit her. Just speak the word and she'll be fine. And he marveled because he had never run into faith like that in Israel. Now as a man and woman of God, we can grow to that point where we can pray over people and they will be healed. And they'll, you know, all the symptoms be gone. They won't know why. But it's good to let people know that you're praying so they'll know that Jesus did it. And it wasn't just happenstance. God needs to have the glory for it. But that when there are people that's already praying, expecting and desiring Jesus to heal them, just speak the word over them. They'll be healed according to your faith. Whatever you receive in your heart, you can do. You're not limited. We are not limited people. We are unlimited people. And all we have to do is receive the word and receive correction. Don't let the world set the standards. The world is trying to set false standards. That's how the enemy gets away with so much foolishness, so much sin. He set false standards. But we rise above. We rise above and against all false standards. And we set new standards. And we speak God's word in the face of the world with boldness. Just because other people make sour decisions and they don't follow God, they follow the world way, the worldly way. As a man or woman of God, you don't have to. Always expect the better. If you pay attention to the Holy Spirit when He guides you, when He speaks to your heart, if you notice and pay attention to Him, He's always introducing you to more truth. Every time you believe Him for something, He do things that He gets the job done that you were after, and He inspires you to expect more. And one day you're just going to have to catch on. Ask Him questions. Sometimes He do things so you'll ask the right questions. And when people ask the right questions, they can get the right answers. The Lord want to answer you. Cold religion is what cause people not to ask the right questions and get the right answers. Cold religion is, you know, it's looking at God from a faraway distance. Satan couldn't get people to stop looking to God, so he got in the school system of the theologians and taught them wrong. He seduced them to teach comfortable things, just like Isaiah 30 and 10. He used that weapon against the church. The people told Isaiah, don't prophesy us right things, prophesy smooth things. And so the seminary students are taught smooth things. But God stopped healing when the apostles died out. The people don't receive the Holy Spirit anymore. We don't do that anymore. And it's not scriptural. And there's no scripture for it that is stupid. It's foolish. And people fall for it. And then they act like it's true. So what we have now, we have so many wonderful men and women of God teaching doctrines of devils, because first of all, they haven't seen the move of God, they don't expect it, and they were taught wrong, and it interferes with people receiving better. And people have compromised, and they've taught it. You know, my pastor told me about a wonderful Baptist minister he knows. And he went to him, like, you know, people who read for themselves, they study, and they say, well, why aren't we teaching about the Holy Spirit? He said, well, all that's true, we just don't teach it. He said, I've been in this so long, and I've been teaching this way so long, and the people are used to it, I'm going to stay in the organization, and I'm not going to make waves. You know, he talked like that. And amidst so many people do that, you can't do God that way. You're going to have to stand and give an account for what you've taught. And you're going to lose rewards and hopefully not your salvation. When you teach wrong, see, the enemy don't come with bold lies. He does it subtly. Many gave heed, many Christian people who were washed in the blood of the Lamb, who could have been guided by the Holy Spirit, they gave heed to seducing spirits. Now that's subtle. That's snake talk. That's snake jargon. The same thing that the serpent told Eve. You won't. Why don't you eat off the tree of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil? Did God really say that you won't die? You know, he lied. Subtle talk. Seducing spirits. Things that sound good on paper, look good to the eye, sound good to the ear. You won't surely die. Snake talk. Let's try it. Tastes good. Listen, it'll make you wise like God. You're missing out. You know, snake talk. Do you really want people to act uncivilized and dance and shout in the Holy Spirit and You don't want that. You don't want a church full of people who are fanatical, do you? Snake talk. You mean you're going to lay your hands on somebody and they're going to get healed? Really? You think you can do that? Snake talk. God's going to back you up when you lay hands in faith. If you don't do it in faith, it's not going to work. And Satan know that. And when people are unskilled and untrained and trained improperly, the snake's talks look pretty good. It gives you a back door. You don't have to be like Jesus. You know, everything look good from a certain point of view. No, but they're limiting God. And God is always right there, and too many people die. And you know, I've been to many churches in my life, and I go to a church where the whole church believes in healing. The pastor believes in healing. People get healed. There are people that would have died if they didn't get healed by God. And I'm not talking about colds and flu. I'm talking about brain tumors, cancers, heart attacks. One lady had 5 heart attacks and did die, and she's alive because the people believe in healing, not just the pastor, but the whole church. If anybody gets sick, they just go let the pastor lay hands on them, get healed, and be done with that. But people are trained wrong in other places, and they don't go to places like that. People stay in their circles, limiting God. If the pastor limits God, the people limit God. Except for the ones who study for themselves and grow up. When you're around a congregation and they believe wrong, and you're pioneering your way trying to learn greater, sometimes it's harder to do than if you're in an atmosphere where everybody's doing that. But you do what you got to do. If the Lord is with you, don't ever look at the people. Always look at Him. And if you always look at Him, you'll have the results that He said you can have. And you can go forward and not backwards. So always look at the people. I mean, always look at the Lord, not the people. People believe whatever they believe. Always go by the Word. That you're just going to have to do that. Sometimes you're just not... You may not be blessed to be in a faith environment where people will encourage. But you're in the environment you're in. You're just going to have to believe God where you're at. And study. But the good thing is we have what you call YouTube. and God opened that door for us so that we can talk. There are other men and women of God who teach healing, like Henry Groover and Steve Quayle, people who believe God. There are great men and women on YouTube in real time. You can listen to Kenneth Hagin, Charles Capps. You can go back and listen to their archives. You can put their name. Just say Kenneth Hagin on YouTube, or Henry Groover on YouTube, or Kenneth Copeland on YouTube. And it'll come up. And you can listen to their testimonies, and they will inspire you. But don't limit God. We are designed by God to be unlimited people. Unlimited power by the Holy Spirit. Unlimited guidance. Unlimited wisdom. Unlimited knowledge. We're not like the sluggish world. We're not like the angry world that's doing things worldly. They turn their shoulder against God because they turn their heart. They walk the other way. They jumped over the narrow path. And they walked the wide road. Many gave heed to seducing spirit and doctrines of devils. Now, doctrines of devils is worse. Seducing spirits is HIV. Doctrines of devils is full-blown AIDS. That's when you're teaching wrong on purpose and won't learn better. Seducing spirits is seductive. It's a diversion. doctrines of devils, that's when you don't even have any fight in you. You just coasting in life. You're being pushed around by Satan. Not no more. Be unlimited. God created you to be unlimited. Be unlimited. You don't have to surrender anything. We were made in God's image, not Satan's. And we are made for greater things. We can do all things through Christ, who strengthens us. It's not in our heritage to be limited. When they put Paul in jail, they thought they limited him. Not wise Paul. Paul was relentless. We got our Bible because we got a good portion of our Bible because he was put in jail. Satan thought he stopped him, but he didn't. He didn't stop. He didn't hinder him. He tried to hinder him. But we have Hebrews, we have Romans, we got all these wonderful books. Because Paul, some of them he may have been in other cities and wrote them. But we ended up with all these wonderful manuscripts because he loved God. And he had people that would take those letters to cities, even from jail. I thank the Lord for his wisdom. Don't be unlimited. I mean, don't be limited. Be unlimited. We live in him. With his wisdom, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. I'm out of time, Lord. It's not here. Continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.